frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations,
to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Listening to Bad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. Check us out on Wolf Spirit Radio, or go over there to the Super Chat chat room and scroll down to People for People Radio. There's a banner ad down there. You click on that link and go over there and say hi to those nice folks over there as well. So anyway, no free energy. Ha! I've been really getting frustrated here recently. You know, I checked out a Wikipedia article and it talks about pseudoscience and free energy devices being a hypothetical perpetual motion device that creates energy. thereby contradicting the laws of thermodynamics. And every time I hear that, it just drives me flat out insane. You know, I get out there on YouTube and I look around and you do a search for free energy, and it seems like YouTube, the establishment or whatever, puts every single ridiculous search result up front, and basically, if you was a person who was looking into alternative or free energy, and you watched a few of these videos, you would be discouraged, and you'd think that it was a joke. And so, you know, I googled up free energy device, and you go down through there, and you got one of my favorite YouTubers out there, funny guy, Electric Boom. He does a mockery of free energy as well. But if you go down from the top results, some of these videos, they get 207,000 views or more, 1.5 million views, and just ridiculous amount of views that these individuals get. And you go down through all these different devices, most of which are blatantly obvious, just for somebody to click on and that kind of ridiculousness. And every one of the ridiculous ones are right there at the top. Of course, now, in between some of the ridiculous ones, you'll get some fairly decent ones, such as, you know, they talk about the one man that got jailed for creating a free energy device. Well, got to go back to that Wikipedia article for a second. First off, they call it pseudoscience, which is already condescending in itself. It's one of the words that really just gets on my nerves. Calling anything a free energy device to begin with, or free energy, just even saying the words free energy anymore has become quite literally a joke in the alternative energy community. Because everyone has been so incredibly indoctrinated by what they believe to be their education that it's not even remotely possible to them. But either way, people out there will monopolize on the free energy deal, and whether it be for clicks, negative or positive, they don't care, because they're, you know, throwing ads up on there. Some of these are like ad farms. You click on them and they got like 100 ads attached to one doggone video. It's obnoxious. If you're actually trying to watch this video all the way through the entire supposed how to build a free energy device, you got an ad every minute or so. That's really aggravating. But nonetheless, that's just one of the deals, you know. The fact that people even say that there's no such thing as free energy is purely ridiculous anyway, because they're obviously not paying attention to what nature's doing. But when it comes down to pseudoscience, you know, as what they try to say, that people don't have a real understanding of science, or it's like basically saying that you misunderstood the laws of physics or thermodynamics or whatever. And then to even, you know, attach a free energy device to so-called perpetual motion, which is another ridiculous term put out there to basically discourage anyone from believing that it's even remotely possible. You know, just in the definition of perpetual motion, which I'm going to go ahead and click on that one link, and I'm going to pop up a definition for perpetual motion. Let's see here. Alright, perpetual motion is a motion of bodies that continues indefinitely. A perpetual motion machine is a hypothetical machine that can do work indefinitely without any energy source. This kind of machine is impossible, as it would violate the first or second laws of thermodynamics. See, that's to put free energy and perpetual motion and pseudoscience all in the same thing. It basically is the so-called educated elites of the world's way of discouraging anyone from ever understanding how to use energy properly. It's not that we don't have energy. It's not that we don't have an overabundance of energy, because we've got more energy than we could ever use in a trillion, trillion lifetimes. And even to the extent, if you paid attention in science, you should recognize that there is absolutely 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt, no way physically possible for us to run out of any material that is on this earth. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's not even up for debate. This world basically recycles everything. It don't matter what it is. It don't matter what chemistry that mankind has put together. It doesn't matter whether, you know, you hear people talk about how plastic will last for thousands of years in the dumps and stuff like that, you know, which is all ridiculous, because every single thing out there will degrade using everything from ultraviolet light to natural oxidization and so on and so forth. Nature will deteriorate anything, don't matter what it is. They even in the mainstream even do a video called 500 Years After Man. Go check it out. 500 Years After Man. It shows that there are basically no signs outside of maybe some concrete structures that somehow or another survived, like, you know, say the pyramids back in Egypt, you know, as old as those things are, somehow or another, and even statues that you find like Easter Island or whatever, these statues rock made out of rock somehow survived the test of time. But other than that, there are no way that you're ever even going to know that man was even around. Even if you go look at all the old style Roman Colosseum and buildings and all the different structures around the world, you know, that maybe one day at one point were like completed buildings that had, you know, wood and different materials and probably even curtains or whatever. And now all it is just a frame of, you know, rocks or granite or whatever marble that they used in order to build the deal. But nonetheless, most of it's gone, with the exception of those substances that somehow or another kept themselves, bound together. But other than that, nature will deteriorate anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Any material that you dig up in this earth, and then you turn around and you build something with it, you know, you mix this with that, and you get this really strong structural bond. And, you know, it seems like it's going to last, or maybe even like, a stainless steel, it won't rust or whatever, you know, that, and even to the extent of aluminum wheels or something like that, you know, they might oxidize, but if you keep them clean, they seem to last for, you know, a very long time. There's things that have been made, but as long as they're maintained, and, you know, they're not just left to nature, then they pretty much will last for a long time. But they won't last forever. And so with that said, you know, there's nothing on this planet that mankind has ever created that nature won't deteriorate and recycle back into the system. And even in their own laws of physics, they say energy can neither be created nor destroyed. And so even when we're burning things, you know, you incinerate a piece of paper. Well, you know, you just incinerated that piece of paper and changed its physical structure and its chemical makeup, but you didn't get rid of that piece of paper because there's still materials left behind. Whether it be something that floated off into the atmosphere or something that just was like the ash or soot or... In firewood, they got a deal called creosote that builds up in your chimney, and every so often you got to get these one specific logs to clean it so that you don't end up with a chimney fire in your chimney. But I guess the mainstream science and education system and even the people out there buying into the lie of no free energy is, you know, basically missing all that information. There's like 10 or more different products that I know of that you can make with wood ash. You know, not to mention the creosote that builds up in the chimney, which is another form of fuel. Anything that's carbon-based is basically a fuel. Everything in this world is fuel. So there's more energy available than you could ever use in every lifetime you could ever possibly imagine, and then some. There's a specific YouTuber out there that, you know, I don't usually don't call people out by name or anything like that. Well, it's his screen name anyway, Skeptical Open Mind. And this guy has 24,000 subscribers. Let that absorb in for a second. 24,000 subscribers. And, you know, that's a lot of people to be telling lies to. That's a lot of people to be misinforming with bogus science. It just blows my doors off to know that there's somebody out there. Hey, I see you over there, Grizz. Good morning to you, and good day or good evening or whatever it is that you're pointing. Wherever it is, if it's dark over there, good evening or good afternoon or something like that. Blew my doors off. Alright, so anyway, I got People for People chat up there so I can see you guys over there if you want to throw some comments or something in there. Grizz was saying howdy, Shaz, and I was trying to say hi back and kind of got distracted. But anyway, you know, he's got 24,000 subscribers. And if you jump over there to my YouTube, you'll note that I only got like 8,400 subscribers, which to me, that's quite a lot, but it's not nowhere near what... I gotta figure out how to turn that sound off when that thing kicks over. So, there we go, I found it. Okay, turn that down. Alright, so, anyway, every time somebody makes a comment or something, it makes that little noise thing. I had to kick that off. Anyway, so, there's other, channels out there that got yet even more subscribers than that that are putting out completely bogus free energy devices. And so I've been sitting here and I've been thinking about this whole deal, and half the time I'm ready to just say the heck with it and just go away. But then the other half of me says, you know what? I'm gonna stay here and fight the good fight because this is ridiculous. You know, the people in the education system have really dropped the ball as far as, energy. Even if you don't want to call it free energy, the mere fact that free energy is attached on Wikipedia with perpetual motion and pseudoscience is pure ridiculousness. You know, I'm going to read out a comment that I wrote on this one guy's video, and you know, I probably wrote a couple pretty long comments on there, and I wasn't very nice about the whole deal. But if you read the, doggone description of his video, it says, easy trick to brainwash uneducated masses and attract conspiracy gullible 100% free energy scam. This is a clever example of how media are able to move masses, uneducated people, to believe in scam, hoax, fake reality. Plenty of YouTube fake videos are washing away the education side and great beneficial potential of the internet can offer. And he's advocating that YouTube not allow anybody to put anything on there for free energy. And after listening to his video and the example that he gives for why it is that energy is not free and there's no such thing as pure energy or free energy, that I just like kind of blew my stack and I had to put my 2 cents worth in. And so I'm going to go ahead and read this comment because, I'm expecting that if he even does read his comments, which 24,000 subscribers, he may not even look at his comments, you know, whatever. But I'm just going to go ahead and read this. And, you know, I apologize if it sounds maybe a little bit rude, but whatever, you know. There's 24,000 people he just pretty much told that everyone who believes in free energy is stupid, you know. So I wrote down here, I said, because this is the like second or third, fourth video that I watched of his. I said, pure ridiculousness. Once again, I have a headache. I will say you have the book down better than most. And then I said, wind, solar, hydrothermal, atmospheric, and much more nature has provided for free. Yet, there is no free energy, according to your ridiculousness. Laugh out loud. Perpetual motion, by its own definition, is not achievable, and so put that aside for argument's sake. A wind turbine will produce usable energy as long as the wind blows at no cost to the owner of the wind turbine. A flowing river will do the same at the same cost to the owner of the equipment. Both individually may not be efficient in their design due to losses caused by poor engineering. However, both both still deliver free energy as long as nature is doing what nature does, and the two combined generate more than enough power to get the work done that we need. Add in solar to the system and yet even more. Combine thermal and you reclaim heat losses or even add to the system as well. Atmospheric energy is available as well as junk energy from all energy being used already. So with all that, more energy is available than needed, yet energy is not free? Question mark. Laugh out loud. Energy can be stored, moved around, changed to many forms, and even heat, which is something that you get from using energy due to resistance, among other things. Yet no such thing as free energy. We boil water to make steam, and we do that in many ways, all of which we do in the most inefficient manner to produce electricity, but yet works even though it was done the hard way. Just because mankind is ignorant at this point in the game to understand how to use energy properly does not in any way mean that energy is not free. For anyone to claim it is not is to be intellectually dishonest. While you may know what the book says about the laws of physics, you seem to lack in mechanical understanding of how things work. The so-called laws of physics are not a roadblock to free energy and do not need to be violated to achieve free energy. However, you seem to be under the impression that they do, and that it is not possible, period. Terminology of science may sound good in theory to convince the masses that the so-called enlightened ones have it all figured out and that we are limited in what we can achieve, but that is a farce in itself. The fact is that the only things stopping mankind from reaching mechanical perfection are the educators, prophets of doom, and people like yourself who refuse to step outside the box of your indoctrination. I would not have even written this message in this fashion. However, you are very condescending and misleading in your sermon that you spew to the to your congregation. Laugh out loud. Every example you have ever given on these videos that I have watched thus far of why energy is not free, or as you say, no free lunch, make me laugh and cry at the same time. If more people think like you than like the ones you mock and ridicule, this world is in trouble and we may never reach our true potential. Gotta scroll down. This reminds me of the people who used to say if man were meant to fly, God would have gave them wings. Fortunately, the people like Wright Brothers ignored this ignorance, and thanks to Tesla, you get to have energy and technology to mock and ridicule those you feel superior to. Isn't that cool? Your understanding of the Tesla coil is yet even another example of your lack of understanding about how energy travels, and that is a shame. Nonetheless, people will figure out someday that what the Tesla coil's true potential is, but until then, it is just a toy to those who did not pay attention in science class. Oh, and the use of pseudoscience in regards to researchers that are not mainstream is by far the most ridiculous thing in your arsenal of condescending remarks to try and make yourself seem smarter than others to whom which you disagree with. Regardless, I would take the out-of-box researcher on the Dream Team before ever even considering someone who was indoctrinated in the joke we call public education system any day. Energy is free if you know how to use it properly. Otherwise, it is business as usual and the wars rage on. Thanks for the laughs. Peace. And smiley face. But anyway, you know, as rude as that might sound, if you listen to these people for long enough, it gets really frustrating to hear some of the stuff that they say to individuals out there that, believe that energy is free. You know, if you would have paid attention in science class, you probably would have figured that out. You know, when the wind's blowing and you put a piece of machinery that will capture the power that wind is actually producing, and if you understand leverage and torque and gear ratios, you can get a small amount of wind to do a large amount of work. Or, you know, if you don't need as much power as the wind force is actually generating, you can step it down to whatever it is that is your needs. And so as long as that wind is blowing, you're always going to get free energy. And, you know, I'm sick of the people that keep on trying to say, well, you know, energy's not free because you got to pay for the equipment to use it. That's mincing words, and it's just ridiculousness, because once you own that doggone generator, as long as you maintain it and you keep it working in good working order, and as long as the wind is blowing, it will always send energy your way, and you're not paying for it. It's free. That's it, plain and simple. But they have basically indoctrinated people to believe that free energy means pseudoscience, means perpetual motion, and also that it violates the laws of thermodynamics, which it does not. You know, if you understand the laws of thermodynamics, you can use the laws of thermodynamics to your advantage. If you understand mechanics, and if you understand physics, and you understand basic science, then you have the knowledge in order to be able to create free energy. You don't need jerks like Keshi out there running around trying to sell everybody some hoodoo voodoo version of a plasma reactor that's supposedly going to make orange juice out of, all you got to do is put an orange on the top of this thing, and it will take all the essence of the orange and put it into thousands of glasses so that everybody gets the nutrition from the one single orange. And the ridiculousness about you got to love your reactor in order to get free energy. You don't need jerks like that. You don't need the people out there that are sending out all these stupid videos where they're gluing magnets together and wrapping some wire around them and calling it a free energy device, or, you know, putting batteries in motors and such to try to convince somebody that they've actually got a free energy device. There's a whole lot of ridiculousness going on out there, and YouTube puts it up at the very tip top of the deal. You search up free energy, and all you get, see, I do free energy device search, and if I do just free energy by itself, I get the same ridiculousness up at the top, you know? And so you got guys out there that are like in between two bogus videos. You got Gerard Morin. He's a guy I talk about on YouTube. He's pretty frustrated in the alternative energy, and he does a lot of cursing all the time on his videos, but I can understand why, even though that's not something I advocate. because I like talking respectful to people. But nonetheless, this same guy over here on YouTube, the one that calls himself Skeptical Open Mind, is sitting there dogging on Gerard Morn for his views on how energy works, and talking about how stupid he is and how he's doesn't know anything about science or whatever. Gerard's got some ideas and concepts on energy and how it actually travels, and he took an old washing machine motor, kind of like the ones exactly like the ones I've been talking about. And if you spin those things up to several thousand RPMs, you can ramp the voltage up like you wouldn't believe. And it's a 2 to 3 phase electrical motor generator already. All you have to do is spin that thing up. And if you can build a driver to run, one set of those coils, you can still make a motor generator out of it. Regardless, it's a permanent magnet generator. It's a permanent magnet motor, but it's a generator right out of the doggone box. You pull that out of the back of the washing machine or dryer, whichever one you get it out of, or even some of the X13s that come out of air conditioning units. They're pulse DC motors, and you can turn them right into a doggone generator. But this guy wants to go into all this ridiculousness about current and watts and amperage and all that, and talk about how voltage and high frequency ain't no good for nothing and so on and so forth, because he has absolutely no understanding, no mechanical understanding of how energy actually even works or what energy is to begin with. And so he'll take and call, Gerard Morn, a guy that he probably never even met. Maybe if he did have a conversation with him, they didn't get along or whatever. But they'll talk about how stupid this man is. Yet this man can actually put these motor generators together to run tests and stuff like that. He just doesn't like the explanation of how, Gerard explains what he's seeing and what he thinks is going on. See, Gerard believes that electricity isn't anything different than radiation, and that, at certain frequency ranges, you can use it to charge up, big old transformers, like basically the modern-day transformer, the pole pigs, as some people like to call them, that's out there on the power pole, are a combination step-down transformer / capacitor. And they have oil inside there to keep them from shorting out inside, and so they're able to handle high frequency coming down the line and then step that voltage down and store so that you have a big old powerful punch and a steady current to your house at anywhere from a 200 amp service or 100 amp service at single or dual or triple phase electricity. Gerard understands all that. And yet this guy right here, because of self-skeptical open mind, the open mind part of it, he should just took that out. I could understand the skeptical part, but open mind, that's just pure ridiculousness. These folks want everybody to believe that they're so intelligent, and they will go around and mock guys like Gerard Morn. Gerard may not be, he might not be the top of the line scientist guy out there in the world, but he's not by any means stupid at all, and I agree with some of his research. Otherwise I wouldn't be talking about it, because what he's doing with the higher frequency ranges there, and understanding that, when you talk about using current, you also have to talk about resistance, and resistance is what causes heat. And so if you can move energy through a conductor without having to fight a lot of resistance, then you can get that energy to move from point A to point B faster. And this is what these people like this skeptical open mind guy don't get. The Wikipedia, I already knew Wikipedia was trash the first time I tried to put an article on Wikipedia, because, these people, they don't want certain things on there. and they will, they believe that they know everything that better than you do, and so if you put something up there, they will edit this and edit it, and basically if they don't like what it is, they'll just keep on deleting it. That's how Wikipedia is. Wikipedia is basically worse than a communist rag. It is. Even though there might be some good information on Wikipedia, if you ever go to Wikipedia and you look for something, take it with a grain of salt. You know, verify the information from Wikipedia, because it's just, it's not a very good place to go if you're trying to learn something, because it will, if you just jump on there and you think that Wikipedia is this, encyclopedia online that you can get information on what other people's done, you're going to find out that if it's a subject such as free energy, you're going to get stupid stuff like pseudoscience, perpetual motion, and how it violates the laws of thermodynamics and such. Doesn't it have nothing to do with free energy? The wind is free energy. The sun is free energy. The river flowing down the way is free energy. The waterfall coming down is free energy. The seismic activity is free energy. The thermal events of the world is free energy. The world has produced more energy than we could ever use in a trillion, trillion lifetimes. Yet we have to put up with the ridiculousness of people like the skeptical, whatever the heck the deal is. I just said it a minute ago. Skeptical open mind. More like ridiculous closed mind. Anyway, between the issues of the fake devices being perpetrated out there on people, and the Keshis of the world out there scamming people, and all this kind of stuff, and the suppression of free energy, real free energy stuff, stuff like Stan Myers or John Bedini and his brother, and John Searle, or doggone it, Joseph Newman, definitely Tesla, any of the alternative researchers out there who have actually came across really good, highly efficient working devices of any type, you know, those are the ones who always end up dead. And so you got to ask yourself, if these people are ending up dead, then what did they get into? You know, you just don't get killed because your energy device didn't work. And even if they don't end up dead, somebody buys off the deal and puts a patent out there and shelves it so that nobody can use it anymore. And so when you go out there searching up what people have done before and you come across Tesla, you will find enough people out there to try to tell you how stupid Tesla was, how, you know, he was into aliens and all kinds of craziness, and totally disregard anything that has to do with anything, has to do with free energy. So, you know, I've actually seen a change in guys like, doggone it, what was his name? Hutchinson, John Hutchinson. Now, he used to do some all kinds of research, and there might have been some shenanigans in the background at some point, I don't know. But, you know, either way, his research in radio technology and stuff like that, and being able to manipulate different materials with different frequency ranges, it's all plausible. You know, if you can see how the microwave oven works and understand that a microwave oven is just rock and water molecules, then there ain't no reason why it is that you couldn't cause something to get hot by hitting it with a frequency range. You mean anything's resonant frequency, you can cause something to vibrate. If that vibrates, then it will produce friction, which in turn will produce heat, and it will cause it to get hot. And this particular guy over here, the skeptical open mind guy, he's sitting here talking about how it takes more energy to produce high voltage, high frequency than you get, which is pure ridiculousness. You know, on one hand they say that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, And to talk about all the doggone losses on there, as far as I'm concerned, there are no losses in the system. It's just that you allow something to bleed off, like the internal combustion engine that makes an astronomical amount of heat. You know, you drive along in your car, you got to have a water jacket inside that engine, you got to have a fan with a radiator, and you got to be able to take away the heat that's generated by running that internal combustion engine, otherwise it will destroy itself. Now imagine if you could monopolize on what would have normally been wasted heat, and you take that wasted heat and you transfer it into any type of energy, you know, electrical energy or whatever. If you transfer it into electrical energy, the temperature difference from the outside to the temperature difference of the engine would always be different, because that engine's obviously going to be screaming hot as opposed to what it is outside. If it ever gets as hot outside as that engine's getting, then we're all doomed anyway. But nonetheless, if you could focus that heat energy into electricity, which I can't remember, I think it was Jermaine that put a video out there. Doggone it. I actually got a couple different. One of them talks about a engineer who developed a basically a heat engine, and the other one is one that I know that Stephen put in there that basically took compressed air, and out one end you get cool air, and out the other end you get hot air. And I understand exactly how that concept works, and that has to do with thermodynamics, but nonetheless, it also has to do with HVAC, you know, air compressors, air conditioning, heating and cooling and stuff. But either way, if you understand the laws of physics and you understand science, then you can't sit around and tell everybody that there ain't no such thing as free energy. The fact of the matter is, if you realized how much heat is involved in, you know, an electrical spark, you'd be amazed. As even a arc across a spark gap, if you ever run a Tesla coil and then accidentally made the mistake of touching that spark gap after you shut it off, that thing will burn blisters on your fingers because it generates a lot of heat. And so what would have normally been waste to most is now a usable power source. All you're doing is taking energy and transforming it from one form of energy to the next. And in his perception of how this is actually occurring, you're getting losses in the system. In his view, there's nothing that you can do mechanically or whatever, because everything is lost due to friction or whatever. But if you know that you got friction and you can control that friction with lubrication and cooling or whatever, then that friction is reduced, which makes the efficiency go up yet even higher. And even the internal combustion engine could be, brought up to an extreme amount of efficiency if people understood just the basics of science and had some proper engineering. These folks don't engineer stuff to last. They never have engineered stuff to last, except for maybe back in the 50s or something like that. You know, early 1800s, 1900s, they might make stuff that, will last for a bit. The rest of these jokers out here, they use planned obsolescence, which is to ensure that they will break down at some point and they will be able to resell or sell more of them. And so, the thing about it is, everything that is free energy has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with pseudoscience, perpetual motion, or, the way that their explanation of how the laws of thermodynamics is contradicted by, the word free energy or perpetual motion. So, I already proved free energy, beyond a shadow of a doubt. And as far as perpetual motion, there's no reason why that might not even be possible, but not under the way that their explanation of what perpetual motion actually is. you know, perpetual motion is a motion of bodies that continues indefinitely. A perpetual motion machine is a hypothetical machine that can do work indefinitely without energy source. This kind of machine is impossible and would violate the laws of thermodynamics. That's the whole doggone key right there. When they're sitting there trying to say that they're without any energy source. So if you get something that works, and because it has solar on there, and it's able to store energy overnight, and be able to run this forever, you can't classify that as perpetual motion, even though this thing may run 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, without any issues, and not need any more input from the outside. That can't be called perpetual motion because it doesn't fit the definition or description of what they say perpetual motion is, and you're a pseudoscience guy for trying to say that it is possible. It's all ridiculousness. And everything out there in science is theoretical because nobody out there actually really knows exactly how things work. You know, some of which, you know, we've with the scientific observation, we've been able to figure things out, and we got a pretty good understanding of how to make things happen, and you know, cause and effect, that kind of stuff. But if you got I just lost my train of thought. Dad, burn it. I was looking in the chat room, and something got me down, made me miss what I was doing. Anyway, so if you got something that, whether it be solar or wind power, or whether it be hydroelectrics or even thermoelectrics, and it gives you power 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, for the next 100 years, as far as I'm concerned, it's close enough to perpetual motion for me, and that's 100 years. I probably won't even live that long, but if it's giving me free electricity all that time, and I'm going to call it free energy regardless of what the definition tries to say there on that communist Wikipedia book there. Yep, I said it. And you know what? I threw down the gauntlet I don't know how many times. And I challenged all the best of the best to come up here and jump on this radio show. And on YouTube, same thing. I put the challenge out there. Challenge out there to all the different skeptics and all the different environmentalists. Been putting the challenge out there. Do you know that not one single entity of anyone that I've ever threw the gauntlet down in front of had the gall or the guts or the courage to step up to old Shaziz? None of them. None of them wanted to debate me on anything. And so, with that said, until they do, until they get up there and prove me wrong, the energy isn't free, then I'm telling you it is. No ifs, ands, or buts. You know, Stephen put a link to a patent, a United States patent on there for a device. Let me see if I can find the actual name of this device. It's a vortex using compressed air. What the heck was that thing called? Building a vortex tube. Basically, takes a tube and you put compressed air on one side and you get cold air out one side and you get hot air out the other side. And I understand exactly how that works. And that's because if you pay attention in science and you pay attention with mechanical workings and such, the turbo that they put on cars to put more oxygen and pressure inside the intake of an engine, internal combustion engine, basically it monopolizes on the exhaust pressure, turns a turbine which has a shaft connected to another turbine going in the opposite direction that pulls in air from the outside and takes that air from the outside and compresses it. and then sends it down into an intercooler, because when you compress air, it gets hot. And then that compressed air has basically got a whole bunch of compacted oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen in it, and it's getting ready to go in and put a boost into the compression cycle of the intake. And so they'll put extra pressure in with that intake with extra oxygen and get a stronger, more powerful burn by boosting that pressure up. Well, that same concept is why this thing right here is able to put cold on one side and hot on the other side, because it's using thermodynamics to be able to, when you're forcing it in there, you get pressure buildup, and pressure of the atmosphere will cause heat, and the other expansion rapidly in the other direction will cause a cooling effect. It's two complete opposites, the same way they use for air conditioners, to be able to get air conditioners to cool your house down, is by compressing the gas, getting it hot, and under that compression, under that pressure, releasing that pressure rapidly into an expansion chamber, a condensed system, causes it to have a heat exchange going on. But either way, these devices out there, you know, and I'm glad Stephen found that link. If you want to check that device out, the link's in the chat room over there. But all of this information's readily available out there, folks. Everything that I've been talking about on the Mad Science Show is readily available. You know, Stephen, he made a resource page. If you go on the Super Chat room and you scroll up above the radio player, you see one that says Stephen's resource page, and you click on that, and he's got tons and tons of links to alternative energy researchers and alternative energy devices and, you know, information, websites and stuff. You did an amazing job on it. And, you know, if you got a chance to share any link from ShazizRadio.com, share that one at least. And that's the big key right there. I said earlier that skeptical, open mind guy, he's got 24,000 subscribers. 24,000. And so he's misleading 24,000 people who watch his deal. Easy trick to brainwash uneducated masses is on his video that I commented on, and to track conspiracy gullible 100% free energy scam. You know, this is why, folks. This is why the power companies and the oil industry and the auto industry and all the major corporations of the world, this guy is a prime example, and all his followers are a prime example of why we still have wars over oil, why we still have environmental disasters going on, why we still have people in this world starving to death. It's people just like that, right there. Because if you're sitting there discouraging people from doing research that could potentially give the world free energy, and all you can do is talk about how stupid they are and mislead 24,000 people in the wrong direction to believe that it's not even remotely possible, and anybody who tells them any different is stupid and they don't understand science or physics. I understand physics better than that guy could ever even imagine understanding physics. And his terminology, the way that he wanted to talk about how people are pseudoscientists because they believe that energy is free, is just pure ridiculousness. That's all there is. And so, it's just between people like that, between people like Keshi out there and other people out there scamming, and all these jokers on the on YouTube putting out bogus free energy clickbait designs, and then the other people talking smack about guys like Tesla and misquoting and misrepresenting Tesla and his research, and all the different, it's just one after another bogus devices that people put out there, and every single one of those bogus devices make it right to the top of the doggone YouTube search results. And so if I was a new guy and I was looking into free energy and I came along with my mechanical understanding and I looked at this right here, I would be talking just like this skeptical open mind guy, because I would think that it wasn't even remotely possible had I not seen what I saw prior. You know, and like I said, they're also putting people with good technology, good research, in the middle of this doggone, in the middle of this mess. And so you got this guy named Gerard Morin, who does have good valid research, being knocked by this skeptical open mind guy. So the odds against him are pretty doggone good. And, you know, now you got the videos surrounding him with all the bogus devices, so the odds against him are pretty doggone good. So everyone who talks about free energy is basically gumming up against the gun. And then you have guys like Dr. Stephen Greer out there. Free energy. This man, he gives me a headache, because not only is he talking about aliens from outer space and hidden technology and a whole bunch of other craziness and how they're building spaceships, and you know, he's part of the secret government, not in the know kind of deal, and part of the secret society kind of deal. You know, all this, this guy can spew, he can spin a story like you wouldn't believe. And he's got people to come to watch his lectures, and they really honestly believe that he knows what he's doing. And personally, I think he's just scamming, flat out. And so, you know, hey, if he basically shows that there are aliens among us and, you know, puts some evidence on the table of everything that he's been claiming and, you know, proves what he's saying, hey, that's cool. But in the meantime, he's right in there with all those other scammers. Matter of fact, right in the search results that have Stephen Greer talking about UFOs and free energy technology and stuff is, you know, he's in between a free energy 100% how to make a solar CD. That guy right there, American Tech, I talked about him. He's got some good stuff, but it's not... American Tech is probably by far better than all the rest of them, but nonetheless, there's still right underneath there, there's a guy that has got that same scam where they're putting a coil of wire on two magnets and hiding a battery in between the deal in order to light up some doggone light bulbs or LEDs and stuff like that. It'll give you a headache. Quite literally, going through all this will give you a headache. You know, I want to look at alternative energy. I want to look at free energy devices to see what other people are working on. And there was a time when you could search free energy and you would get alternative energy researchers out there. And the water is so muddied now. You know, guys like Electro Boom, which, you know, he means well and made some funny videos in the past and used to be one of my favorite ones. He's got some videos that, you know, basically make a mockery of free energy. This skeptical open mind guy mocking free energy. The Mythbusters, who I used to, you know, like, they mock free energy. They basically, I think just blatantly misrepresented hydrogen technology to the extent that, you know, all the people who watch Mythbusters, who like Mythbusters and think that they're, you know, knowledgeable in stuff, well, Now you've got yet even more people that think that free energy is not possible. And you've got people out there that are doing all kinds of crazy scams and misrepresenting everything from frequency ranges that, you know, you can get to do a lot of amazing things to just totally bizarre and off the wall kind of hoodoo voodoo stuff. It's just ridiculousness. So how are you ever going to get free energy on the market? Well, at this rate, no way. There is absolutely no way possible that the average Joe is ever going to have free energy in their homes and be off the power grid working on, you know, basically what nature has provided, giving them all the energy to basically live the same luxury lifestyle with heating and cooling and lighting and refrigeration and all that. It's not going to happen at this rate. There's only one possible way that this is ever even going to make it to you and everybody that wants to be off the power grid. And that's when people decide, finally, to come together and start building things. You know, that's one of the reasons why I'm so frustrated at the doggone environmentalists. They're out there protesting Save the Trees and environmental disasters going on and all that kind of stuff and hoping to get change via the system when they should be out there trying to support people that are into alternative energy research, people who are in clean renewable energy research. They should be out there supporting those instead of wasting their time out there. But they still do. They still go out there and waste their time. And so, you know, as far as you getting free energy, you know, unless you get to doing some research and paying attention to everything that the people are trying to show you that are pieces of the puzzle to it and build it yourself or can fund somebody to build it for you, it ain't happening. It's just not going to happen. There's no free energy. And the power companies, they're going to continue to do what they do. And the oil companies are going to continue to do what they do. You know, and they're going to keep on talking about how we're running low on oil. And they're going to keep on ripping the people of the world off because they want, you know, when people believe that something is hard to come by, they'll pay more for it because they want it. And so they will pay more for gasoline because there's a perceived, shortage of it. Folks, there is no shortage of crude oil. There never will be any shortage of crude oil. There will never be any shortage of natural gas. There ain't going to be no shortage of water. And even if all the oil in the world somehow magically, and I'm saying magically because it's not physically possible for crude oil to ever run out. It's just not. The world is a carbon-based, and as long as the chemistry of what the Earth is doing right now, then it will never, ever, ever run out. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that the lie is the truth, and that we're going to run out of crude oil someday because we're burning so much of it so fast that we're, basically going to run out. Well, hydrogen technology in itself, the Earth is 3/4 covered in water. You'll never run out of that as well. If we ever run out of all the water in this world, then we're all doomed anyway. It's not possible to run out of all the water in this world because of the way the water molecules is made. It's the most powerful, stable molecule in existence on this planet. It's the most useful. Water is a miracle. It's amazing. But either way, you know, if you want to be off the grid and you want to be self-sustained, then you're going to have to do it in a creative fashion. You're going to have to go out there and you're going to find all the different energy efficient light bulbs. I'm not talking about the ones that they just call energy savers or whatever. I'm also talking about the ones that are supposedly burn up. And if you understand how to light them up, even if they don't work on the standard deal using the high frequency ranges, you can have all your lighting, super efficient. And start looking into first off, unplug everything that you're not using that has a transformer in it, because that's always going to draw power. And so whatever storage that you have as far as your battery banks or your capacitor banks or whatever storage unit you use, then you won't be putting so much of a demand on that particular storage bank, and only use the energy that you need. So there are ways to make your home yet even more efficient, and so you could save energy and not have to have nearly the amount that it takes to run your house at this point in time. So anyway, there are ways to get off the power grid. There are ways to save electricity. There are ways to take devices such as maybe your washing machine that takes 120 volts or 220 volts AC depending on where you live. You could build a 12-volt system. All you have to be able to do is turn that motor. As a matter of fact, those direct drive washing machine motors, I haven't got down into the specifics of how, the actual voltage on there. But if you look at the circuitry in there, it's stepping voltage down. So it might be anywhere from 12, 24, or possibly even 36 volts you could run that doggone motor off of. And so with a little bit of research and some mathematics and how they're actually doing it, and some reverse engineering a few things, you can make that same washing machine, instead of having to have 220 volts AC at high current, be running off of DC voltage at a lower current. Save yet even more power. And as far as the heating portion of it, if you're using electrical heaters, and right now you understand that tungsten and even nichrome, those are designed to be resistive loads. And the nichrome wire, nickel chromium, is a wire that they use for, different types of hair dryers. Some of the modern day hair dryers have them in there. There's a lot of little heat element things that they use in 12 volt systems and such. But either way, nichrome wire is designed to resist current flow, and that's why it gets hot. The tungsten, same thing. It resists current flow, and so it gets hot. And so if you understand that you got to have a lot of current in order to get those hot, but you don't have to use current, you could use a high voltage, high frequency, and match the resonance of that particular material and cause it to vibrate and get hot. And that would use less voltage than what it takes to run it as its standard. So, using a little bit out of box thinking, taking everything that you learn from physics, everything that you've learned from science, everything you learned from the Mad Science Show and all the other alternative energy researchers out there, and making things more efficient than they were before, is going to save you money at every turn. So if you can take a dollar off of your doggone power bill, let's say a dollar a day off your power bill, and by the end of the month you're going to have that extra money to reinvest in getting even further off the grid. Take one room off the grid per month. run whatever you can off of battery and solar power and wind power, and learn the best ways to store energy. Take one room off of it, and all your main items, such as your heater and your air conditioning and your stove and all that, just taking the lighting off alone is gonna knock a dent in your electric bill. And if half your house is off the power grid and you still have enough light and you still have energy for running fans and other things that you want to run, small appliances off of inverters or whatever, and the only time you ever use the main grid is for using your stove for cooking or whatever, then your electric bill is going to be substantially smaller. So before you actually get into the whole free energy deal, before anybody ever gets a free energy device proven and on the table for everybody out there, that just drives me nuts to even say that. I'm going to get a drink of coffee. It just drives me nuts to even say that. Because everybody's thinking there has to be some holy grail of free energy device. There has to be this machine that matches the definition of perpetual motion, invented by a so-called pseudoscientist. And so it's in the realm of cartoons, it's in the realm of comedy, it's in the realm of conspiracy, it's in the realm of not plausible, not possible. And so with that said, it's never going to happen according to the mainstream. But everyone out there who says that they claim that they need proof of free energy needs to see some working physical device to prove free energy. Let me tell you how to get free energy right now. Go look at my video series called Free Thinkers. I don't know the original date. I'll have to actually look. Let me see if I can get to my deal and find it. Creator Studio. Paid memberships. YouTube's got so you can get paid memberships. I don't want paid memberships. I don't want to charge people. Yep, and there's another thing too I'll get into here in a second. But go watch my Free Thinkers video and take a look at that. That thing has been running ever since the first video. Let me see if I can find... Where's that? I'm going to see if I can find a date. I'm still looking. Trying to find a date. Alrighty, there's Free Thinkers 3. Let's see. That's Free Thinkers 5. I'm still looking. Going down through there. Got 278 videos total on my YouTube. Alright, there we go. June 18th, 2015 is when I made the first Free Thinkers video. And right now it's Saturday 7/21/2018. So you do the math of the time. That particular device out there, ever since I started putting it together, has been producing free energy, has been collecting free energy ever since that first deal. And that light is still, to this very day, is on. And the charging systems to this day is still on. And it's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, with no outside influence. Matter of fact, right now it's got weeds growing around it. And if you look at the first video and look at the last video that was made of the Freethinkers, and I've been supposed to be making another video of updated version of that Freethinkers, the last installment of it, but it's still, to this very day, still running. And it's running off of what nature's already provided. It collects wind power, it collects solar power, it collects galvanic action, earth battery technology, negative ion generators on it. It's got static electricity generator on it. It's got multiple wind turbines on it. Windmills, wind turbines, whatever you want to call them. And so no matter what the weather is doing outside, it's putting energy into a power bank made out of batteries and capacitors. It's constantly keeping energy going in there. It's always doing something. All day long, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it is utilizing free energy. And so, if you want to understand how to do that, it's very, very, very simple. Look at all the different ways of gathering energy. So you start off with a solar panel, you got a piece of the puzzle. You got you a charge controller so your battery won't overcharge. You can sit there and you can charge that. And you'll have energy available when you need it. And then when the sun isn't shining and it's windy outside, you got a windmill that's picking up wind. When it's raining outside, you're picking up static electricity. You're picking up piezoelectric style energy. You're picking up chemical batteries from the actual soil and two dissimilar metals in the dirt. So no matter what's happening out there, no matter what the wind or the rain or the sun or the cold or whatever's going on out there, no matter what's happening, it's putting energy to the system. Let's see. Steven said people like to hear people who think the same as they do, like us, laugh out loud. Only one who will laugh out loud. Oh. Had one of those thoughts again, Shaziz. What if you were to use that vaporize and heat fuel for a combustion engine and the other side to cool your car free AC? Well, yeah. That's what I've been talking about. You could take that, all that waste energy, and you can focus it. And if you understand how heating and cooling works, you can take that heat energy and use that heat to cool your car down. And if you notice, when you're running your air conditioner, you got water dripping out from underneath your car. It's producing yet even more energy. It's producing a coolant. It's producing, you know, fuel. And so for people to sit there and try to say that there ain't no such thing as free energy just shows that they have a complete and utter lack of understanding of how nature functions. It's crazy to me. I have no idea why it is that it... Well, I actually do have an idea why it is that people, you know, are so hard-headed and basically trying to reject anyone from even showing them how to do something. such as, you know, basically save the world. Oh, okay, he's talking about the vortex, dude. So, well, yeah. Combining that vortex tube in with the system there, whenever you're driving down the road, you could compress air and send cooling in one side and heat out the other side. You could turn it into the temperature difference to a thermoelectric. So, oh man, there's just so many different directions. Even using the turbo. You know, if you took one of them doggone turbos and you could spin that thing up and use one side to compress, air and the other side to, my head's about to pop. I'm just like really seriously frustrated. It's aggravating. If the majority of the people believe that something's not possible, and the companies and the corporations out there are able to convince everybody that something is too hard or, you know, costs too much or whatever, the odds against the average Joe, people like myself being able to get information out there to the masses are slim to none. And so that's the frustrating portion of this whole deal. A guy that will sit there and tell you why it's not possible using the same BS that everybody else has been using has 24,000 subscribers. I have 8,000. 400, somewhere around about 8,400. Wikipedia, who a lot of people think is a good resource for like a dictionary, calls free energy pseudoscience. Free energy devices lumps it in with perpetual motion and says it contradicts the laws of thermodynamics. It's not just the governments of the world. It's not just the companies and the oil industries and the power companies, electrical companies or whatever, coal. It's not just those people. It's the average Joe who has been indoctrinated by the system who guys like me are fighting against. That's it. That's it. Everyone. We're fighting against an overwhelming force of ignorance. An overwhelming force of money and resource. If you got the money and the resources, then you can get things done. This guy right here, I'm going to play this real quick.
Lonnie Johnson is what you would call a prolific inventor. The engineer holds more than 100 patents, inspired to create ever since he was a child.
I was always curious about how things worked. I would take my siblings' toys apart to... Sometimes I put them back together, sometimes I use parts to make something else totally different.
When he was a teenager, Johnson won an engineering contest with a robot he built while growing up in the segregated South.
We were the only black school represented, but Linux was such a impressive piece of work that we were able to walk away with first place.
Years later, as an engineer for NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, Johnson helped design the Galileo mission to Jupiter and the Mars Observer projects. But Johnson's biggest claim to fame was engineering this toy, the Super Soaker Squirt Gun. More than $1 billion in sales later, Johnson had the resources to work on his real life's mission, finding ways to power the world without polluting it.
That was my strategy because I was having a lot of trouble getting investors or people to support the research that I wanted to do in the hard science area.
The engineer started two companies, located them in what was once a blighted Atlanta neighborhood, and hired fellow scientists to work on his mission.
We've done some things at the research level that a lot of people have predicted were impossible and could not work.
Johnson and his team spent 7 years developing this lithium air battery, a battery he says provides 10 times more energy than the most powerful batteries now on the market.
Whereas the auto industry now is trying to get to 100 miles on a single charge, you'd actually be able to charge your car and drive up to 1,000 miles on one charge nonstop. So that would eliminate the reservation that a lot of people have about electric cars.
Johnson has tested the battery's ability in the lab time and again. But in order to get the battery to work in an electric car, it needs to be larger. And scaling it up takes big money.
We could actually put it in a car and drive a car, and I'd say 12 to 18 months if we had adequate funding.
But Johnson says companies with far more resources are starting to catch up.
Now we've got large entities like the National Laboratories and IBM and others who have very deep pockets are starting to focus on this technology. So we've got to run faster to stay ahead.
The other potentially world-changing invention he's developed is this engine. The JTEC converts heat to electricity. Popular Mechanics magazine awarded the JTEC its breakthrough prize in 2008. And the National Science Foundation has said the JTEC has, quote, a good chance of being the best thing on Earth.
It took us a while to convince people that even the engine was real and it could work.
Johnson says the engine, which pushes hydrogen through a membrane, could power entire cities once it's scaled up.
If we had a way of converting heat from the sun to electricity as cost-effectively as we can burn coal or gas or natural gas to produce electricity, then we would be using the sun a lot more. This would really, literally change the world if it were successful.
Johnson has received some funding from the Department of Energy and support from the Department of Defense, but not enough to get the project commercialized. That, he says, will take several million dollars.
Everything depends on resources. I could have an engine working in inside of a year at this point.
So far, Johnson has mostly gone it alone. It has been a major personal investment. The 61-year-old hopes will pay off in his lifetime.
If it doesn't, it won't be for a lack of trying.
You see that, folks? There are people out there. There are tons and tons of brilliant researchers. Just as many knuckleheads, I'm sure. But there are tons of brilliant researchers that have the capability and the knowledge to quite literally resolve the so-called energy problems of the world. And yet Wikipedia, pseudoscience, perpetual motion, violating the laws of physics. I wish there was a way to basically rate a Wikipedia page, because that one would get the thumbs down. It's crazy. And if you look up free energy on Google, the very first thing that pops up as far as free energy, it says a thermal dynamic quantity equivalent to the capacity of a system to do work. Really? Over the right, you'll see free energy suppression conspiracy. Free energy suppression is a conspiracy theory that technologically viable pollution-free, no-cost energy source are being suppressed by governments, corporations, advocacy groups, and here's a Wikipedia article for that. It says free energy suppression or new energy suppression is a conspiracy theory. It's another one of the terminologies they use to try to discount and discourage. That technologically viable, pollution-free, no-cost energy sources are being suppressed by government, corporations, advocacy groups. Devices allegedly suppressed include perpetual motion machines, cold fusion generators, torus-based generators, reverse-engineered extraterrestrial technology, and other generally unproven low-cost energy sources. The alleged suppression or weakening is claimed to have occurred since the mid-19th century and allegedly perpetrated by various government agencies, corporate power, special interest groups, and fraudulent inventors. And the special interest groups are usually claimed to be the associated fossil fuel or nuclear industry whose business model would be threatened. Claims of suppression include the claim that scientific community has controlled and suppressed research into alternative avenues of energy generation via the institution and peer review academy pressure, the claim that devices exist which are capable of extracting significant and usable power from pre-existing unconventional energy reservoirs such as quantum vacuum theory, zero-point energy for little or no cost be suppressed. Zero-point energy is another one of the doggone deals that just drives me insane. Is the lowest possible energy that a quantum mechanical system may have, unlike in classical mechanical quantum systems, constantly fluctuate in their lowest energy state due to the Heisenberg uncertainty, whatever. I ain't gonna read any more of that. It's just nuts. So basically, everyone out there, from Wikipedia to the science community, to the education community, to the industries themselves, it's just a conspiracy if you say that they're trying to suppress the truth about energy being free. And I don't get it. I don't get it. It's pure ridiculousness. How is the sun not free energy? How is the wind not free energy? How is the hydroelectric dams and the hydroelectric waters, rivers and such? How is the thermoelectrics not free energy? It's energy provided by nature. It's all free energy. And yet, instead of focusing on everything that is proven science, they want to say that free energy suppression is a conspiracy theory. They want to say that free energy is perpetual motion and it defies the laws of thermodynamics. They want to say free energy is a thermodynamic quantity equivalent of the capacity of the system to do work. They want to say that doggone free energy violates the known laws of physics. Just the terminology in itself is ridiculous. If the world just shot for super efficiency, then the whole clean, renewable, alternative energy deal would resolve itself. I put the shout out for the Dream Team. I put the shout out for all the people, all the researchers in the world. And I got to come back to something I just remembered. I want each of you listening in to understand something. One of the main reasons why I refuse donations, and I've had people pretty much give me a rash because they tried to give me money and I wouldn't take it. And I've actually had things basically just kind of dropped off in my lap, basically just given to me without even asking. But the main reason why I don't ask for any donations out here. I pay for this radio network and other people who are kind enough to allow me to rebroadcast on theirs. And other people who you know, rebroadcast the radio show. All those people and myself are funding this entire event. But the reason I don't ask for any donations to help me pay for the radio show or help me for my YouTube or for my time and effort and resources and all that kind of stuff is because the moment that money enters this deal, now you become questioned. Nobody can ever accuse you of fraud if you never ask anybody for anything. And nobody can use money as a, well, he's just trying to scam people and tell everybody about free energy. No, you can't say that to Shaziz. You can't say that I've ever tried to scam anyone out of any money to try to show people. And I have for free tried to teach people every single thing that I have researched and every single thing that I figured out, been trying to teach people for free for years in a creative fashion in order to get this knowledge out there, to get things in motion, to get people thinking for themselves and to try to develop a dream team to bring them together so that we can actually get work done. So I've never asked anybody for a red cent. Never asked anybody for anything that I wasn't willing to give back. And unlike some of the folks out there that met their demise, I haven't applied for any patents on anything. And so if I put an original idea up there, chances are anyone wise enough to want to be able to steal that original idea, they could run with it, they could patent it, and they can keep me from manufacturing my own design and putting it on the market. But I do know that even if they have a patent on it, that I can build it for my own personal use and there ain't nothing they can do about it. And I can show other people how to do it as well, so I don't need a patent. Because I'm not looking to get rich. But the moment the money enters the equation, you're up for people accusing you of committing fraud. You're up for people accusing you of scamming. You're up for people being able to try to debunk every bit of science that you're trying to show people is reality, by them giving them some sort of leverage that, oh, well, he's just lying to make money, you know, that's the only reason why he's clickbaiting everybody and all that kind of stuff. So I took all that stuff out of the equation. I ain't asking for any donations. I don't want any donations. If I can't do it myself, then that means probably the average Joe can't do it either. But I'll show you everything that I find out, like them direct drive washing machine motors. They are permanent magnet motors right out of the machine. So if you can salvage one of those, you can put some electricity out there. Is it going to run your entire house? Not the way that everybody's doing it now, but if you understand how that energy travels and you put that energy into a storage bank before you ever even use it, do something like Gerard Morin did with the 50 kV transformer and the 25 kV transformer and the 2500 watt generator feeding energy into the 50 kV transformer and then that 50 kV transformer funneling down to the 25 kV transformer and him running multiple loads off of that he shouldn't have been able to run because it outdid the amount of energy that generator was supposedly capable of producing. Just because he knew ahead of time if he stored it in the right fashion, he could turn around and reuse that energy. So it's basically like a savings account. You save up a whole bunch of energy, and then when you're ready to use it, then you use it. And so if you've got a massive account, big old bank, then you got more energy than it takes to run that already, and you got a surplus of energy, so you can use that energy on demand, and it didn't take that much energy to put in. And so I don't ask anybody for any money. I might ask somebody if they want to invest some time into helping me make something. But as far as financial, I will offer to pay them for their time because I don't want to give anyone any reason to be able to say that I'm trying to scam somebody or I'm trying to fraud somebody, and that energy's not free and that I'm basically just doing it for clicks or notoriety or whatever. And everything that has to do with free energy device and even my own designs, it's already out there. Every bit. I've been teaching people about little anomalies, and I've been teaching people about different things that you know, that physics shows, and hoping that people would take those ideas and run with them. Hoping that if something idea that I told them about would spark some thought in their mind, and they would come up with yet even more ideas. And that the government or any entity that wants to suppress this idea, they ain't got nothing. They ain't got no device in front of them that they can come and seize. They ain't got no legal way that they can say that I've frauded anyone, so they can't throw me in jail. You may be able to suppress some things, but you can never suppress an idea once it's out of the box. And so my whole entire concept all this time was to put information out there to everybody and his brother as fast and as furious as possible in the most creative fashion to get them to think outside the box. If you go back through my YouTube videos, you're going to see some strange things. You're going to see some interesting things. You're going to see some things that might draw skepticism. But the smart people, they will read the description, and they will watch the video, and they will get the message. The other people, they'll just watch the video. Or maybe they'll read the title of the video and not even watch the video and make some hateful comments. People who've figured out what Shaziz YouTube's all about, they know. They know what I'm up to. They know why I'm doing what I'm doing, and why I'm doing it in the fashion that I'm doing it. I'm not going to allow the indoctrination system, the poorly educated or the ignorant, to stop me from my ultimate goal. I'm not going to allow the government entities to seize any devices or to have any kind of leverage over trying to put me in prison to keep me shut up. I'm not going to allow any corporation to buy me out, to do me in. Right now, none of these entities have anything. And the ones who want what it is that I have, let's just say, once I'm gone, it's forever out of their grasp. So with that said, There is a method to Oshaziz's madness. There's no reason why, here in the year 2018, anyone on this planet should be doing without anything. There's no reason why anyone should be starving. There's no reason why anyone should be dying of thirst. There's no reason why anyone should be fighting over resources. There's no physical way that we're ever going to run out of anything. All these different perceived problems of the world have a resolution. Excuse me. And every bit of that resolution has to do with you personally as an individual. If you want to resolve the world's problems, then you have to understand that the world does not revolve around you personally. The world needs you personally. Your brothers and sisters around the world, by yourself you can do amazing things. But you go with one of your brothers or sisters, you just doubled your capacity of what you can achieve. Now imagine if somehow or another we could bring the brilliant minds, all the good researchers out there on YouTube, and even some of the scam artists, if we could bring them together and learn every bit of, like when they make one of these bogus free energy devices, they inadvertently come up with a creative idea of how to fit something somewhere. But you take, and you got all the brilliant minds focused in on any given issue. People that have talents to run milling machines and lathes and all kinds of different, machining tools. People that are good in mathematics. People that are good with welding, heating, cooling. You name it. The average Joe out there. Because everyone out there has a talent, and if you could get those talents to the table, you could resolve problems, and you could do it as we the people. Without all these corporations and all these banks and everybody, if you took your individual resources and you combined them together for one specific goal, you can get things done. And if you had trustworthy people and other people wanted to help out but they couldn't do it, then financially maybe then and only then you would accept that help. But financially here on Shazia's Radio, nobody's ever going to ask you for anything. Not asking for donations, not asking for tips, not asking for anything, with the exception is that if there's any information that you hear on this radio show that benefits you, to pass it on to somebody else to benefit them as well. Any links, any videos, you can take my videos, take every single video I got on YouTube, download them all, upload them on your own channel, monetize them, make all the money you want off of them. Do the same thing on any website. Take all these podcasts. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not in this for the money. And I never have been. So, if the information's out there, if I show you a design and you run with it and you get it patented and you make $1 million, I'm a happy camper. I don't care. Because that idea didn't die the moment it left my lips. That idea didn't die in some back corner on a piece of paper or a digital file that nobody ever seen again. It actually got out there. I will give ideas away hand over fist to whoever will take it and run with it. And I don't even care if you get rich in the process. If I could find a team that would actually humor me long enough to build an engine, I would show them how to build an engine that would run on pure distilled water. Using the known laws of physics, without violating any thermodynamics of any type, without violating any science or any physics law, anything, show them how to take the best of the best of every single internal combustion engine out there, compressor technology, heating and cooling, and all that kind of stuff, to utilize every single thing to produce an engine that will do exactly what I say and run on pure distilled water. Now, I put diagrams out there, put ideas. There's other podcasts where I talked about it in more detail, and I've tried to explain this and explain it and explain it, and to this date, nobody has ever run away with the idea. There are people out there that I've asked and explained to about building an engine such as the one that I talk about, and it always ends up either mock and ridicule or whatever, and nobody takes me serious. Even though none of what I said defies any of the known laws of physics. And to them, it's just theoretical. To me, I can see it mechanically in my mind, and I'm trying to convey it to somebody who will steal it and run away from it. Run away with it. You know, see, this technology is going to come out. As much as I've been shouting about it, as much as everyone else has been shouting about it, sooner or later it's going to come out. But it's going to come out whenever the power is controlled by the industry and the system itself. It's not going to come out for the average Joe to become a millionaire overnight. If you look at everyone out there in the industry, any industry, they did, when they got to the top, they didn't get there the easy way. They quite literally had to sell their soul to the system in order to get where they're at. And once you done sold your soul to the system, once you sold yourself out to Hollywood or YouTube or any of these social media platforms where you follow their rules or else, there is a reason why Shaziz YouTube only has 8,400 and some odd subscribers. And guys like the one that I talked about, the skeptical open mind guy, has 24,000 subscribers. Because his message resonates with the system. My message resonates with the people. But if the people don't know that I'm here, then I'm not going to get heard. And if the people don't know that you're there, then you're not going to get heard. And that is the information war that we've been doing battle with ever since the day I ever even stepped foot on radio. That's the information war that's been going on. The suppression. You think I'm joking? Sometimes if you go to my websites here and there, you will find times where it says that my website's not safe, and that you could get a virus by going to my website. And you got to have, if I want to conform, I will buy one of them secure server certificates that will be tagged to my website, and it will tell everybody that I'm safe. But YouTube has a new policy that if there's anything that they don't agree with, such as free energy or conspiracy, then they will put a banner ad underneath your video. If you believe the earth is flat, it'll say the earth is not flat. If you believe the earth is round, it will not have an ad underneath there that says the earth is round. So they will put their view and opinion right underneath your video, basically telling everybody what you're saying ain't true. The same as Wikipedia does whenever you type in free energy and it comes across the shenanigans. Pseudoscience, perpetual motion, violating thermodynamics, the laws of physics and such. Ridiculousness. The scam artists of the world have screwed the people. Some of the scam artists are the average Joe looking to make a buck. But every single one of the folks that are involved in helping to suppress or dumb down society are basically holding back mankind. Right now, where we should be, technologically speaking, is so much farther along than what we are. Right now, you should be quite literally seeing a version of the Jetsons to where you're flying around in cars. Right now, you should see clean, renewable, alternative energy, and nobody even talks about it because it's not a thing. There is no energy crisis. And you don't hear about people starving to death. You don't hear about people dying of thirst because the world has decided that we're going to take care of one another. We have the technology to pull water, quite literally, right out of the air using thermodynamics, using heat transfer, heat exchange. We have the capability to pull water right straight out of the air. And yet somebody in this world is dying of thirst. It's ridiculous. Somebody isn't dying of thirst, but they're dying from the bacteria that is infesting the water supply. Or the chemistry that the corporations have dumped down the ravines and sickened the people. But a guy like me who points out the fact that the science is already available in order to purify the water and make it safe to drink for anybody, ...8,400 some odd subscribers. There's a reason why I did my YouTube channel the way that I did it. And the way that I continue to do it and will continue to do it until I see something that needs to be seen. Until I know that I'm not being gagged, I'm going to have to hang on to some information. Until I know that this information isn't making it out, is making it out to the people where it needs to be, I'm going to have to hold on to some information. Until I know that my words are traveling where they need to be, I'm going to have to hold on to some information. And the folks at the top, they know that the moment somebody pulls a Stan Myers on me, or a John Bedini and his brother, or a Joseph Newman, or any of the other researchers that met their untimely demise, so to speak, that's when the dead man switch, as they like to call it, and the information just pours out all over the world. So I ain't worried. Never have been. I'm not in fear for my life because I figured out how the system works. I'm not in fear of anything that they can threaten me with. Doesn't matter. Because the world is what it is. Energy is free. No ifs, ands, or buts. Steven said you should upload your videos to multiple sites such as Vimeo, etc. Shazam makes it harder to suppress or delete. That's a great idea. And I'm telling people out there, and if you like any of those videos, take them. Upload them to your own platform. Upload them to your own account somewhere else. I don't care if you monetize them. I don't care if you cut and paste and whatever. I don't care if you take every word I said and put it out there and make as much money as you can off of it. Doesn't matter to me. So it's free for the taking. If you heard it here on Shazam Radio or you seen it on my website, it's free for the taking. That's what it's all about. It's passing that information over to everybody and anybody who will take it and run with it. I know what this world is capable of. I know how far that we could actually advance. The question is going to be this. Do you want to have the system in charge of your destiny? Or do you want you, the people, to be in charge of your own destiny? That's the key. If you want anything in this world accomplished, and you're willing to put in the work with your brothers and sisters out there, and you're willing to gather and travel and share resources, then you will see this world change. But if you're only willing to allow the status quo, then the world will be as it is right now. There will be wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famine, and pestilence throughout the land. Until the people finally understand that you are your brother's keeper, everything will remain the same. If you want to help this world out, then find friends in your neighborhood. Find the brilliant minds, the talent, the artists, the cooks, the builders. Find all those brilliant people in your neighborhood and start a group. Start a club, a network. Tell them about ShazamRadio.com. If you want to help to promote this website, to help me in my endeavor, go out and make you a t-shirt. Let me scroll down here. I'm going to get a copy of the link, and I'm going to paste it in there. View image. Select all. If you want to help me, try to help the world if you want to help me to keep this radio show going and keep the YouTube and on the mission, I'm not asking you to buy a shirt from me. I'm asking you to make one and wear it. All right. This shirt says, "Mad science is the key to the truth about free energy. Ask me why." www.shazizradio.com. I posted the link into the chat rooms. I will copy that link and I will post it into People for People and into Skype. And all I'm asking for anyone listening to this radio show who believes in what I'm talking about to do is to pass it on. Put it on your social media networks. Make a t-shirt of your own. Any color you want. Write that message on a doggone piece of paper and stick it to a bulletin board somewhere. It's that simple. The thing about this radio network is that the powers that be, they know. And they know how to shut you down. They know how to deter people from coming and showing up to the table. But you find that if people want something bad enough, if they want to know about something bad enough, they will go out of their way to find it. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, ShazizRadio.com, ShazizRadio, Shaziz.com, Shaziz, gonna be on Shaziz.net for too long. I already got the website parked and ready to go, but that's for a higher purpose. Send this, thanks for all those links, Stephen. Send this, picture of this t-shirt to everybody you can think about. Help me spread it around. At some point I'm going to make my own and I'm going to wear it around. But like I said, I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. Not going to give them the opportunity to use anything against me. Do 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 do. All right. There we go. I have posted it throughout Skype, and I will post it again on the Facebook, and hopefully get this message out. This is crazy. It really is. It's like putting a message in the bottle and hoping that somebody we'll get it. Alright. There we go. Now it's on Facebook. Alright. I'm going to take a breather. I'm going to play a quick tune. And basically, I'll come back and polish off the show. In the meantime, stay tuned. You're listening to Mad Science.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
So, we're back. Let's sum this all up. Let's go back to my channel on YouTube. I sum this all up. So on my YouTube channel, it says that I have 8,432 subscribers. And basically, Shaziz Mad Science, the channel Home of High Voltage, which is very important because high voltage is what I've been talking about. It says that it doesn't say, but it's a fact, that I have, where in the heck did I go there? Well, I gotta go somewhere else to find that number. Creator Studio. Alright, just give me a second. 8,432 subscribers. And 2,713,310 video views, and 277 videos. It had 278 earlier. I wonder if I got one deleted. Yeah, I probably deleted one of my videos. Don't surprise me none. But nonetheless, it says that I got all these right there. 277 videos. Go back one deal there. Alright. 2,713,310 video views, 8,432 subscribers, and I already read out the number of videos that's on that YouTube channel. I don't know how many friends it says I got on Facebook, and my Twitter probably hardly any numbers. I don't even know how many followers it says on there. But I basically just use all these different platforms to send information out to people to share. And Google, I don't even mess with that thing anymore because that drives me insane. But either way, there are people out there who have multitudes times more subscribers and probably even video views that are out there disinforming, misinforming people, basically telling them lies or repeating lies that they've actually heard via the mainstream. And so anyone who wants to get free energy out there to the world, anyone who wants to prove any free energy device, are basically under basically up against an astronomical force of ignorance. Up against the suppression of the governments, up against the suppression of the corporations and the power industries and even the auto industries and so on and so forth. And unless you got millions of dollars or billions of dollars and you can afford your own research and development, a lot of the times if you got a good idea, you're not going to be able to get it out there to the public. Now, the one guy that I mentioned on there that I played a little podcast of, he invented the Super Soaker Squirt Gun. Now, you can get a toy on the market. And maybe that's the route I ought to go. Maybe I ought to just start making toys. Sneak it out in that fashion. Make free energy toys. That might be the only way to get it out there. Now see, I don't have no problem selling a toy. I'd use all the funding for research and to help people out. But if I was going to try to get a doggone free energy device, or even a super efficient, something that would give you many, many miles to the gallon, that's when I'd run into the same thing that Stan Myers and John Bedini and George Joseph Newman and John Searle and all the other people out there who worked on any type of alternative energy, and even get ripped off intellectually by, you know, like they did Tesla. And still the world wouldn't have what it is that I told them I was going to get for them. And I haven't given up. Believe me, not by a long shot. I haven't given up on the ultimate goal. But I'm understanding that it's going to be a whole lot harder than I planned and I initially thought in order to get something accomplished in this world. First thing is getting people to the table. Second thing is selling them on the idea of helping to fix the world. And them believing that it's possible. Most people don't even believe it's possible to do anything because they've been told for so long that it's not. Energy is free, and I believe that I have more than proven that time and time again. I believe that basic science and physics proves that without ever even saying anything. And up to the very top of the website on ShazizRadio.com and the Super Chat and all over the website, it says, "Nature needs no improvement. Only the arrogance of man requires change." And that's my friend Simply Steve did that when he built this website for me. And that's the truth. When people start believing that the world needs everyone, and that combined there's nothing that we can't accomplish, and that the world doesn't center around the individual, and if we ever decided to take all of our skills and put them together, there's nothing in this world that we could not accomplish. The day that that begins, the day that that movement starts, that'll be the day we see success. That'll be the day that you won't hear any more of people that can't get a clean water, glass of water to drink. That'll be the day that people realize that feeding the hungry of the world is the way to go. That'll be the day that the war machines finally lose a purpose. The whole entire system is basically built around a power structure and a money structure and a military industrial complex. And everything that they do, everything that you do, makes them money. And that's why they fight so hard to suppress anything or anyone who has an idea. That's why they fight so hard to ensure that people like myself can't get the message out. You know, in all the time that I ever had my YouTube, I've never once had a video go viral. Never once. I got a couple videos that got a lot of views, but they never went viral. Never enough to where people were interested in what I was doing in order to subscribe to my channel to the extent that I have, like the skeptical open mind guy that's out there talking smack on science. Basically 24,000 subscribers. There's people that I know in my own circle that have more than that. And even the way that YouTube has basically set up and censored YouTubers and content providers to the extent that if you don't click on the little bell that's on the person's site, then you won't get notified when they upload a new video. And if you go look for them in the search results, they usually go by the person that's got the most views, the most popular, which they manipulate as well. So YouTube, even though somebody's only making pennies off of advertisement, doesn't hesitate to steal those pennies away from a person. So you can't even become successful on YouTube unless YouTube decides that you need to be successful. Unless you meet an agenda that they have set forth, and unless you are willing to parrot the status quo, to parrot the mainstream thoughts on things. Whatever the mainstream media says, if you agree, then you can move forward. If you disagree, if you have a contrary view, then you get suppressed. If it isn't Wikipedia, if it isn't mainstream science, then you get suppressed. If you try to put an article on Wikipedia, you get suppressed. And so, if you try to share information with people out there, it's not as easy as you think it is. Giving the world free energy isn't as easy as it sounds. People think, well, you just build a device and put it out there, and that will solve the whole problem. It's been done. People have done it multiple times. And every single time it falls the same doggone way. They either had a heart attack, committed suicide, died of a heartache, or whatever. They were offered things by the military, they were offered things by companies, and when they rejected it, they didn't fare so well. When they went to apply for patents because it had the word perpetual in it, possibly, or free energy, it would be rejected. You would have to put your patent out there under some other concept, other than you have to be really particular about the terminology that you use in order to get even a patent of it so that you could possibly get it on the market. And just because you got a patent don't mean you're going to get it on the market. Because that's when you're going to meet with the most resistance. In order to manufacture something, to get it out there in the mainstream market, it costs a lot of money. And you have to do a lot of research, and you have to prove to the government that this is a safe product before you put it out there on the deal. Then you have to have insurance to ensure that if anything goes wrong, that you'd be covered for any liability that you might have if somebody somehow or another choked on the car tire that you sold them. So, in order to take something to the market in this day and age, you have to be part of the mainstream. You have to be a part of the in crowd, the one that has the banker behind them, the one that has the media behind them, the one that has the government behind them, the one that has the corporation part of the system. You basically got to sell your soul to the system in order to get anything on the market. So it's not as easy as it sounds. Develop a carburetor or a fuel injection system that will allow a person to modify an existing vehicle to be able to get astronomical gas mileage, and watch how fast that you get shut down. But they say there's no suppression. They say that you're a conspiracy theorist if you think that this world is suppressing free energy. They call you a pseudoscientist, a quack, a scam artist, and many, many other things to discredit you to your own peers. Mainstream science won't peer review anything. They will just quote the norm to try to convince everyone, and even you, that your idea will not work because of certain laws of physics. I've been to colleges, and I've talked to professors, and I've talked to all kinds of people from every different industry, and I offered to give them copyrights, all rights to any device, and yet nobody in the mainstream would take a chance. Nobody would entertain or listen to. And they made you feel inferior and stupid for even bringing it up. That's what we're up against, folks. That's what we're up against. So I've been putting out the call to everybody and his brother to try to help me to bring people to this platform. And you might even have to give them a heads up that this platform, there's no spyware on this platform. We're not, you don't even have to sign up for anything. These chat rooms down here, you can actually just show up as an anonymous guest. But we're not gathering information on anybody. All we're doing is delivering information. There's no malware, there's no spyware, there's nothing that's going to harm your computer by coming to this website. But yet, when I went through my Windows computer and went to my own website, my own computer blocked me from my own website, telling me that it was not safe. And I had to go in there and manually turn it on so that I can get to my website from my own computer. And so I know that suppression is going on. It does on YouTube. It does on my own website. I pay for this service. But unless I buy the secure server certificate from Microsoft or Google, then when my search result comes up, it'll be so far in the back that nobody will even know where ShazizRadio.com is. The only way that my website ever even gets out there to anybody is via word of mouth, or you tell your friends on your social media network or pass them a link over, is the only way that anybody ever even shows up here. And because they know they can make some money off of the broadcast, they will rebroadcast it on multiple different networks with their own personal advertisement. And YouTube, when they put advertisements on mine because they say I'm a partner and I'm monetized on my videos, they get the lion's share of any funds that might come via that advertisement, and throw a couple pennies in my bucket. So even at 8,400 and some odd subscribers, I'm not even remotely getting rich. It's not even paying my doggone my internet bill, and it definitely doesn't cover my broadcasting stuff. So I'm basically doing it at a financial loss. And that's why everybody like People for People Radio who rebroadcast for me, or Wolf Spirit Radio that rebroadcast, or podcast, or any of the other networks that take the podcast and rebroadcast those, they're doing me a favor. You know? They're helping me out. Not only are they good people, but they're helping to share the information. And they share their own good information, which we reciprocate by putting banner ads to their network so that everybody can see. You look on here, you'll find something. And if you think it needs to be here, just drop me a link or a photo and I'll post it as well. Stephen Gibbons, once again, has put together a massive resource page. Awesome work. Got resource links to all kinds of alternative energy researchers, to alternative energy devices, and just research links, documents, all that. Amazing what he did. And he did it out of the kindness of his heart. He's a good person. He's always in the chat room every time he got a pertinent, it seemed like it don't matter what show we're or what we're talking about, he finds links pertinent to what we're, if you want to talk about a brilliant researcher, talk about Stephen Gibbons. Awesome guy. And we got a lot of friends out there that do a lot of good things. People for People Radio are really good people. Go on Wolf Spirit Radio. Click on all the different links out there and check it out. Just wander around old ShazizRadio.com, and pretty soon old Shaziz.com is going to have a surprise on it, and Shaziz.net. But until that happens, Shaziz Radio is where it's at. And Shaziz Radio ain't going anywhere anytime soon, unless we meet with tragedy. But outside of that, it'll be broadcast and even podcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, about mad science and Knights of the Round Table and so on. And if you got something you want to share with people, jump on there, call me up on Skype, join the show. Share your energy research. Share your alternative medicines, alternatives to the system. We got a guy that shows up every once in a while that just shares his poems. That's what it's all about. That's another reason why I like the whole People for People Radio Network. Is because right there in the name of the radio network itself, it says exactly what we're trying to do. Shazizz Radio and Shazizz Mad Science and YouTube and all that, there is a method behind my madness. And if you want to know about free energy, mad science is the key to truth about free energy. All you got to do is ask me why. www.shazizzradio.com. That's it. Come talk to me personally. Well, peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to Mad Science Show. If all goes well, join me for the Knights of the Round Table tomorrow. A lot of wonderful folks do. Take care.
Stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh.
One hand.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.